from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The voice of Raheem Morris talking about the Falcons pulling off a trade for Matthew Judon and adding a pass rusher to a defense that has had almost no pass rush over the last several seasons. So it's a new era, a new day for the Falcons defense and also Atlanta football potentially. Lots of turnover, but plenty of people believing Raheem Morris could be, maybe, to the Falcons what D'Amico Ryans was to the Texans last season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Really excited to welcome my friend and longtime Atlanta radio host, Sandra Golden, from our affiliate 92.9 The Game, getting ready for that morning show. But it doesn't start for another, 90 minutes? So you're up early for us. Thank you, Sandra.
Girl, I have the best shift in radio. I don't go on until 9 a.m.
What? Not any Eastern time?
I know, isn't it the greatest?
I thought you started at 7. When did that happen?
No, I had to say, I'm not doing that anymore, because that's when you're the old lady in the group. You just say, like, can I please sleep in a little bit? So I'm 9 to 11. It's the greatest. But I'm up anyway, and I'm so glad to be on with you. And from what you just said, all I have to say is from your mouth to God's ear that Raheem Morris is to the Falcons what D'Amico is to Houston. Yes, please.
Well, thank you for correcting me. When did you make that change, girl? You're not old, by the way.
We just celebrated 2-year anniversary in Atlanta on the Steakhouse, Steak Shapiro. You remember,
yes.
You coming in and just love you. And shout out to your producer, Manny, who has a great voice and is the nicest human I've ever spoken to on the phone.
Oh, awesome. Manny, how about that?
Yeah.
He's juggling a lot of different balls in there right now, so that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, so how much excitement is there for the Falcons with Raheem, the contract given to Kirk Cousins, of course, the defense adding a pass rusher, just in general, feeling like that NFC South is wide open?
It's so true. I will go in order. Raheem is like the guy that just takes the baton and leads the parade. His energy is contagious. Energy doesn't win football games, but when you don't make the playoffs for 6 straight years and the mood in that building, with all due to Mr. Arthur Smith, you know, everybody can't be the happiest guy in the land. We get that. But when you're not and you're strict and your energy isn't there and you don't win, it doesn't work. So Raheem has the players believing, has everybody happy and ready, and it's go time. Terry Fontenot, their relationship, the GM, is incredible. And, you know, they haven't played a game yet. Having said that, I would prefer, and I guess most people out there would prefer to work for somebody, to play for somebody that I want to follow up a mountain. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
That energy is palpable.
Absolutely. And I know that the Falcons maybe surprised some people with the drafting of Michael Penix, but
yeah.
Kirk Cousins notwithstanding, he's the best free agent QB they could have come up with. So how confident that he can be the missing piece?
He is the missing piece so far. And that those are two different storylines, if you will. Okay, so when Kirk Cousins came here and drafted him, paid him $180 million to come here. He left Minnesota on the record. He left Minnesota when Minnesota said, we're likely going to draft a quarterback. So then he gets here, and all he has done has been incredible. And which now transfers into all of a sudden Falcons and free agent. It's a free agent August here. Amy, in terms of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. I mean, they just pulled off a coup the second week of training camp. I mean, this is something else. Both of those players said they would not have come here without Kirk Cousins. So that's the difference. You know, so word on the street is he's the difference maker. That's a Drake London difference maker. That's a Kyle Pitts difference maker. That is a Bijan Robinson. When everybody is like, oh, this is what it looks like to have a quarterback in camp that gets us the ball and can run an offense so efficiently. So that's kind of what's happening here. Those two pieces on the defense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Just pictured, I don't know how much you let weigh in the top 100, the NFL top 100 that they put out. And I kind of give it credence because the players vote on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The highest rated Falcon was 88, I believe, which was Chris Lindstrom.
Wow.
Matthew Judon walks in at 35. Justin Simmons walks in at 57. They're the two best players voted on by the players as they walk in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thrilled. And the pass rush, I mean, it's been how many years since John Abraham was here?
Right.
Matthew Judon gets up at the podium and says, don't even focus what I'm going to do. Watch Grady Jarrett. I'm going to get Grady Jarrett more. So he has got this renewed energy. So, yeah, Falcons are going to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm trying to tell you. February 9th.
Wow. Okay. Well, on the morning of August 22nd, you can write that down from Sandra Golden, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Make sure you say that on your own show coming up a little bit later on this morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, so the pass rush in desperate need of what Matthew Judon brings to the table. We know that Raheem Morris has the energy. Kirk Cousins brings the chops at quarterback. What about the division then, the NFC South?
Well, I will tell you that in Vegas, if they know anything, not only did the win total go up, but they are the heavy favorites now to win the division. So you've got Tampa, Baker Mayfield, New Orleans, and Carolina. The Falcons have the easiest schedule. That's said by the NFL. That's not said by Sandy Golden, first and Thursday. So that we're taking the division. That's not even an issue. So there you go.
All right. I know you are a Florida State Noel, and I know you get really excited about college football. So which is bigger right now, the opening of the football season in the college ranks, because that's coming up this weekend, week zero, or what's on the horizon with the Falcons?
The Falcons is the hot, sexy girl at the dance, if you will, for sure. For me personally, I cannot wait till Saturday, but I'm having a hard time in Atlanta, Amy, because Georgia Tech. And I love Georgia Tech, too. I'm trying to be like a good old community person, but I'm hearing a lot of noise. You know, that line, did you know that line? You probably didn't because no one cares. 13.5, that thing started at for FSU, and it is down to 10.5 now because all of a sudden Paul Feinbaum has to mouth off about FSU and all of us whiny fans. So I'm like, oh, everybody just must be jumping on. Okay,
own it.
How we're going to do it.
Own it, Sandra.
I will, girl. I give me some tissue. I'm whining.
What's your favorite thing about college football?
It is part of my lifestyle, and it's much more than what happens between, you know, the yard lines. It is part of our culture here in the South, and I grew up. sitting on my daddy's knee when I was probably 7 years old. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. And we were rooting for Florida State. So it's a culture here in the South. And I know a lot of folks in the Northeast especially don't get that. My co-host, Stake Shapiro, who's from Boston, is like, what is going on here? You know, when he first got here. So it's just a different, it's a way of life. And I'm so thankful for it, because what a wonderful thing to be doing, you know, college football out with your friends, tailgating in small towns, you know, small town USA. It's incredible. Mm. I love it.
I do credit my time in Oklahoma for teaching me why why it's a lifeblood, why it's so important to not just communities, but really entire regions of the country. And so as much as it was hard for me, I had culture shock when I moved from where I was working in New England to Oklahoma, nearly sight unseen. I now understand what it means, what college football means to people in different parts of the country. So I wouldn't understand had I not lived it for four plus years. And then I married into a Longhorn family. It's a good thing I know what I'm talking about, because they might not have accepted me as family if I couldn't talk college football. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Might not have. It's no ring on finger, girlfriend. I mean, thank goodness.
Ouch.
That was the final test. That probably was the first. How is married life? I'm so excited for you.
Well, 8 months in, it's kind of crazy that we realize, we look back to a year ago and think we barely knew each other.
Oh, but you know what? When you know, you know. And that's the wonderful thing about this age, that, you know,
we're things, so old.
Things that matter later in life, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know when you know.
Yes. Well, he was worth the wait. All right. So, Sandra, let's talk a little baseball, because I'm not sure what else could possibly go wrong with the Braves. Where is their staying power? Give it to me.
Oh, you mean the Island of Misfit Toys, the Atlanta Braves? Yeah. You know, I'll point to Brian Snitker, who is very Bobby Cox-esque as manager. And as long as you have Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, Max Fried, you're still in this thing. You know, 0-for-6 last night with runners in scoring position. They were up until the 8th. So it's just, it's. I don't know how you sustain it. If you can get in the playoffs, you know as well as anybody, it's a lot of times not the best team in baseball that wins. It's just getting there. I don't know how you sustain what you've lost. I mean, I just feel like every win you just have to cross your fingers. And I got to tell you, it kind of makes it a lot of fun. My husband and I screaming on the couch last night, you know, yelling at the TV. But I just have to thank God that football season is only a couple days away. I don't know how they sustain this. I don't know how you do it.
I got to ask you this question. I do not mean to rain on any parade, but just for perspective purposes, I'm sure you remember in the 90s when the Braves had all that talent, the Hall of Famers, they end up winning just the one World Series. Because there are certainly franchises out there that would give anything to win a World Series, right? But it felt like for a lot of people going back, looking at that era, that they wasted opportunities. At what point does this group of Braves feel somewhat like that?
Well, since they won it in 21, okay, we feel like, okay, we can check that box a little bit. But I felt like last year was the year that we felt, and I know a lot of baseball fans feel the same way. Just for a point of reference, as of Tuesday's first game with the Phillies, they were up 12.5 games on the Phillies last year. Just have that in reference. Their offensive numbers were something we've never seen in baseball. And they were out in four games. So, I hope we don't look back on that, like you're saying, but there's a great, great chance when you have this level of talent and the MVP and the pitching staff, and you're done in four. I mean, last year was just atrocious. This year, you almost get an asterisk, because this is impossible. You can't. No team in baseball has ever seen starters. Do you know the opening day of baseball, the starting? That we didn't even get through the first day of baseball with our starting lineup because Sean Murphy got hurt. That was it. We haven't had that lineup since. One day. It wasn't even one day.
Which injury has been the most devastating?
Ronald Acuna. Period. And then Spencer Strider, which would have Cy Young guy, but at least he's every fifth day. Ronald Acuna Jr. provides that energy in the dugout, in the play. He's why you buy a ticket to show up. He's not there. Not only is he not there, Amy, he's in California. So last week when they were playing in Anaheim, He at least was around the team. Ozzie Albies is the team leader. Austin Riley, team leader. Mm. So that's the other part. Who's in that clubhouse kind of raising hell? And I would challenge you to go to a Major League Baseball aficionado and say, tell me the starting lineup tonight for the Braves. Mm. Who is it?
Right. It's starting to look a little more like the Detroit Tigers, where it's a bunch of young guys and they don't have a lot of name recognition, but they're doing their absolute best to keep that train rolling. Yeah, right. The Austin Riley felt like a massive blow on top of everything else. So we'll see where the staying power is, but they've got a lot of experience. They do have some leadership. They certainly have been through these types of things before. And as you point out, the pitching rotation could make them legit if they can just get into the playoffs, especially with a 3-game wild card. All right, you've already warmed up. Me. You're ready to go. Your show coming up at 9 o'clock on our Atlanta affiliate, 92.9 The Game. You can follow, she called herself Sandy. I like that. I'm going to call her Sandy. Sandy on Twix at Sports Sandra. And it's just always good to have you. You're a jolt of energy on a morning when we need it. So thank you, girl. It's good to talk to you.
Amy, I really appreciate you guys having me on, and take the Noles in the 10.5. I'm just saying.
Right, and same thing. August 22nd, Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl. I got it. I wrote it down.
You know, you're welcome. Anything else to me, I'm available.
Have a great show. Good to talk to you.
Bye, you guys. Thank you so much.
So it's good. It's awesome to be able to get that Atlanta perspective. I know we have some very passionate sports fans that listen on our Atlanta affiliate. And Sandra, she has great perspective. She's still a rabid fan too, which I've mostly lost. I'm a fan of sports. It's just different for me anyway, having covered sports all these years and looking at it from an analytical point of view and trying to get the big picture, the national picture. It's kind of beat my fandom out of me, but I love that she still has great passion and brings that to her show, which is at a different time slot now. So it begins at 9 a.m. Eastern on that Atlanta affiliate. Again, 92.9 The Game. Have we figured out the mystery of the Sports Minute? Yes, no, maybe so. Manny, did you hear what she said about you?
I've been told yes.
Very kind.
Yeah.
Thank you for earning some major brownie points with our guest.
I blushed a little bit, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I've been told that it will be taken care of.
It's only an hour late, but
you
know.
Check. Mm-hmm. I can check if that's been cleared up, I believe, from where I'm sitting.
All right. You know what happens when you are the producer of this particular show? You have to deal with fires that break out at night, like missing equipment. You have to deal with fires that break out in the morning when the help has not arrived. Oh, yeah. There's many reasons why you do not want to work as the producer of After Hours. Many things fall on your shoulders.
I'm a great time.
Producer Pete's still on vacation, so for now it's producer Manny. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Pete McCarthy, the other.
You like that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.